Well, you'd better make up your mind. You haven't got all day. And nix on that we stuff. It's you that's got to do it. You're the boss, not me, the underling countered callously. For once, he was really glad that he was not the one in command. And you'd better get busy and do it, too. I'll do it, the chief declared grimly. There's a way. There was a way. One only. He must be brought in alive, and compelled to divulge the truth. There was no other way. The Bosconian touched a stud and spoke.
Don't kill him. Bring him in alive. If you kill him, even accidentally, I'll kill both of you myself.
The gray lensman made his carefree way down the alley-like thoroughfare, whistling inharmoniously and very evidently at peace with the universe. It takes something, friends, to walk knowingly into a trap, without betraying emotion or stress, even while a blackjack wielded by a strong arm is descending toward the back of your head. Something of quality, something of fiber, something of je ne sais quoi. But whatever it took, Kinnison in ample measure had. He did not wink, flinch, or turn an eye as the billy club came down. Only as it touched his hair did he act, exerting all his marvelous muscular control to jerk forward and downward with the weapon and head of it, to spare himself as much as possible of the terrific blow. The blackjack crunched against the base of the lensman's skull in a shower of coruscating constellations. He fell. He lay there, twitching feebly. Chapter 8. Cat Eagles. As has been said, Kinnison rode the blow of the blackjack forward and downward, thus robbing it of some of its power. It struck him hard enough, so that the thug did not suspect the truth. He thought that he had all but taken the lensman's life. And for all the speed with which the Tellurian had yielded before the blow, he was hurt, but he was not stunned. Therefore, although he made no resistance when the two bullies rolled him over, lashed his feet together, tied his hands behind him, and lifted him into a car, he was fully conscious throughout the proceedings. When the cab was perhaps half an hour upon its way, the lensman struggled back, quite realistically, to consciousness.
"Take it easy, pal," the larger of his thought-screened captors advised, dangling the blackjack suggestively before his eyes. "One yelp out of you, or a signal if you've got one of them lenses, and I'd bop you another one."
"What the blinding blue hell's coming off here?" demanded the Doc Walloper furiously. "What do you think you're doing, you lop-eared—" and he cursed the two viciously and comprehensively.